Good. So we're holding here Arba Midas Ba'adam, quite getting to the end. Hine is Ba'alach Obza Maima, Shachosid Hu Asha Yoisi Bipulos HaToyib. So it says here, a chosid is someone who says, Shalcho Shali, Shali Shalcho, Vishalcho Shalcho. So this is some sort of extra moving towards a certain direction. And I guess the Rambam is, so I don't know exactly where it's mashma me'at over here. I mean, but the Rambam is very insistent. The Rambam holds anything else is not good. But over here, I guess he means a little bit of shali shalcha. Not everything I have is yours, but it means somewhat more. Just like Lamashal, a person who's not sure, he wants to make sure he doesn't shortchange somebody, so he adds a little bit more to the change, or whatever it is, there's a mokum chasidus for that. V'yisboilach gamkin shirosh yikari mishesha p'chisus mip'chisus ha'nefesh, v'tzayin lema sheyitfois b'fulois v'kotza echod ha'yoser v'shvaran perkarvi. Kizeh haroitze shilom ha'moyne umom en zelosse ariyu chamdon ekroi rasha. So I'd like to, I guess, make an analogy in two parts. The first part in the Rambam means yours is yours and a little bit of mine is yours. That's what he says, ma'at. So that's called midah chasidus, it's appropriate. The opposite midah is when you say that mine is mine and yours is mine. So what I think it means is also the same. He's not taking everything the other person's, but there are areas between the two that he would like to take. In other words, he steps over the boundary a little bit. So when you step over the boundary in the other direction, you step back a little bit. That's a midas chasidus. Stepping over a little bit on someone else's boundary is automatically ra. It's not a little bit ra. I think in keeping with the parody, I think it has to be like that. And then he says the same thing in the next one. He says, Arba Midas Bedeyas. So, Hisboinen Ech Kora Hasavlon Hamoise Bisavlonis. Ache Yiskarev Lehedagas Rebizoin Chosid. Or Kora Mishesha Prisakas Rasha. So, again, the Rambam is very clear to explain that it requires somewhat of moving over, but not total. Even though the next paragraph we'll see that there is, he does have things like that, but Al Kaponim, here he's constantly stressing this a little bit. Then he says like this, Arba Midas Bilameidim, Mimaila Shmoy Mimaila Abed, and so on. So the Rambam here comments that we're not talking about technical mental skills. Hisboinech lo yomal toiv hazikaron hamevin chosid lefishe imaylo sichlis veoma chocham veoma kshei havonas enyonim rava shikharosh lefishe in zebiyodoi ve'ein hi min amaylo zashef shiknoizu shon pekasheni. So he says over here that when you talk about these milas and midas, we're not talking about what abilities you have. The question is really how you're using the ability. You are, attentive and so on. So Klal Gadol is within the realm of being able to acquire Das and Chachma. The positive milas mentioned always in Chazal, in terms of Chacham and Talmud Chacham and so on, are all talking about midas of studying. It's not talking about midas tovos of chesed, which are wonderful, but they're not part of this. We're not talking about mental abilities. We're talking about how driven is the person to learn, to know, to understand, and so on. I mean, the truth is, even in terms of focusing, in as much as it's neurological, if a person has ADD or whatever it is, so he has it. That's not something that we can say that this person is good, bad, or whatever. We need to, this is what he can do, this is what he can do. What we're talking about is the the drive for Chochmah and so on. And finally, in the Abba Midas B'nois Neitztaka, in the Abba Midas B'nois Neitztaka, he says, it is boiner kora hamuflig rachman shen mistak mashachem hulavadei at she yosef adi acherim chazik ra'ach sarasha. So over here, it's easier. Over here, there's nothing crazy about getting other people to give also. So that Tosefos is a pasuk. But the Rambam's point constantly is that it has to be within the boundaries no matter what. But you know, in many midas, a slight move towards one direction or the other is makes the person a chassid. Okay, Arba midas says beholcha lebeis hamedrash hoylech vein oisa schar licha biyadei oisa vein hoylech schar meis biyadei hoylech voisa chassid loyal voisa rasha. So now he's going to explain that. Amroi beholcha lebeis hamedrash hoy tzeboi. Everyone's saying hello. Who is it? Wow. Okay. Rotsa ba lichel b'samesh sheish ba arba deis. B'zboinin oirech kor la mafli b'knias ha-mailas chosid, la misalzen kdois in Russia. B'kashe tasig ha-mailas ha-sichlis ha-mailas ha-midis, b'teda kol min mehem, v'im tirtza emor ha-chochma va-maisa. So, you'll understand the two distinctions between Chachma and Maisa. V'teida ha-mitzua b'darach ha-maisa shekor ha-toiv, v'ateisefes ala mitzua me'at, asher b'pul sachsim fursamim. V'teida yita v'chis ha-shem ra, avl echot m'shnek tzavos yoysro l'shem ra, v'acha y'oma boi chet, oi maisa bol t'nocha. So he says, in this array over here, and I think in many ways it mimics the other ones, you will see what is called the good, what is called chassidus, which one of the extremes is really bad, and which one is not appropriate. So the fact that we say that both extremes are not good, but they are not equally not good. For instance, a person who is nice and amicable and easygoing and never ever strict is not good. A person who blows his top constantly and is impossible to be with is terrible. He's not good. So yes, the Mida Emtsois is somewhere in the middle. A little bit of a Tosefos where the person is more noita to being amicable and friendly, nice, is a chassid. But in the two extremes, just because they're extremes, they're both not good, but there's a big difference between somebody who's not good because he doesn't discipline enough and he's not strong enough, but he's an ultimately pleasant person to get along with, versus a person who's impossible to get along with. That's not equal. So he says like this, Mashal, Hazehirus Toiv Gomav Leisafik. Zehirus, which I think he means not indulging. I think the Zehirus of his is sort of not indulging. Toiv gomav lo yisafik, that's good. Roiva taiva, having oval desires, roa bechlet, is very bad. Veheda gosha b'hano, not having any desires, al pishu ra, it's not good. Avla einu kamoi roiva taiva, it's not like one person is chasing women up and down the block, and the other one doesn't, you know, even at home he's not. So there's a big difference. One of them is terrible, and one of them has a problem. Al yom boi chet, oi maise shein enochen. Vay yitzia min azehirus me'at el heda hargosha, harim adov am chuyov l'shleimim. To move a little bit over towards heda hargosha is a positive act for the people that are shalim, because I think it means, again, like we said many times before, because since naturally a person is drawn to taiva, so erring to the side of caution is a responsible mode of behavior. It's not something that's it's good. It's appropriate. So he says, "Kasha yuskal yonem yivoda, kasha yetsim and azehirus matikar chas when she damnu shenah goshi kar choita zom yashachota on the nefesh benazim." So a person who's withdrawn and not enough being nene is missing something. I can't think the word chait it doesn't mean so much an Aveira as much as a what's the right word for it? It's lacking. The Maral says many places the word chota hamatora means he missed the goal. He didn't quite get there. So we have all the different divisions that we've discussed. Sometimes a person can have certain areas that is bad. He can be also very bright, but yishtamish by the ros, and he uses the smarts. So that's a nuance in Russia. Somebody who who harnesses his chachm to rishis. And I assume to hear the word chachma is not the title of character said before, as much as it's a description of ability. If let's say some of his rishis is not just that he does things that are bad, but that they harm people, they're bad to people. B'cheinim ho'ela ma'ela sikhli yisub chises midas yazik ba v'yikar chochm lahara v'yishama akosuv v'mi shezeti uram chachomim lahara leitiv lo'ida ratzolema shiyim shtam shuma se'em asikhles b'maise roz le'betoivas omnum ha'isha shizkavtu b'y kol ha'ma'elas kulon ha'sikhles ha'midoisis ad shaloi tiyem ma'ela sikhles ha'midoisis she'ena boi ze me'ad she'imotzei. A person who has everything, that's an almost impossibility. So Isha Loikim means a person who is in sync totally with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's why Nevi'im are called that. On the other hand, somebody who is totally bad, they say is also not so shkiach. Like a wounded bear, he has everything, all the bad midas put together. So it's interesting. I've never seen anyone but him use Dov Shekel for bad. It was in this week's Haftarah, actually. And it sort of is a Kaddish Baruch Hu is saying it, that I will meet Klal Yisrael Efgoshim K'Dov Shekel V'Ekra Skar Libam. I will meet them, I will attack them the way a bear who has lost his children attacks, and I will rip open their hearts. So it's sort of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yeah, but Akapanim, he says, okay, so It's interesting. So the Rambam here just sort of adds up all of the midas, the various midas. The chidushim are in the array of explaining that there is good, there's better, there is terrible, and there is not good. But not, you know, it's lav dafka that they're all parallel. He also says that a person who's totally good or bad, even though the philosophers say that that's an impossibility, there is a possibility. One is called Malach Hashem or Yishalakim, and one is called Dave Shackle, the way he describes it. Okay, the next one, the next Rambam, is basically teaching the Mishnah. There's not much Chiddush there. Let's take a look at Tesvav. Kol Avesh Itliya B'Dava. Shir Eila Dvarim V'Hushom Kach. Kol Ava She'Itliya B'Dava Batl. Batla Batla Ava V'She'in Tliya B'Dava Batl Eino B'Teil Oilam. V'Ata Yedea She'ilu Asibis HaGashmis Kulon. So it says like this. It says Kol Ava She'Itliya B'Dava Batl. Batl Dava Batla Ava. So he's teaching the Mishnah with a Knetch. An Ava that is an Ava that is tolu in something that can become bottle. So let's take an example. Let's take a muscle. If I like something, if I like a car because it goes very, very fast. So when this car stops going fast, I don't care for it anymore, and I sell it. If I like a person because they're physically attractive, they stop being physically attractive, it's gone. I asked somebody once about a certain person, this shidduch, and I thought it was like very strange. I asked the person, like, what exactly was the common denominator, etc. So he told me that somebody once said, the main thing in marriage is love, and thank God I love money. So that's what I have. So the loving, if a person likes somebody because he's wealthy, it's not going to last, because wealth is not something that inherently exists forever. The same thing is with everything. In other words, any time when I'm attracted to something, if the element that I'm attracted to is something which is ephemeral, or it can become bottle, then it will become bottle. Anything that can happen will happen at some point. So let's say a person's drive for learning is because people admire him. So he'll come into a society where they admire college degrees or money or wealth or whatever it is. They'll stop admiring it and he'll move over. If a person likes Torah because of the intrinsic emes of it, that's not bottle, that's nitzchi, and it'll stay as well also. So v'atideh she'ela asibus agashmus kulon yiftulu v'yasuru v'yischayev sur hamischadesh b'sur sibasei. In other words, if A is caused by B, take away B, A is no longer there. So if you latch onto something because of any reason, then you're making that relationship dependent on that reason. Something that what you like is because it's divine. So that can never go away. So if a person's zika to Torah, to ruchnius, is because the person likes the Torah Shabbai, the Emes Shabbai, then that's something that's eternal, and so will his feelings be eternal. Okay, next piece. Yerubatev says, Havaz Kinema Vikal Kinesha, and so on. Afa Bisha'oma Ze Azpanim Ligehenim. So even though the Tana said Azpanim Ligehenim, so Azuz is not good. Tziva be Azuz Vichach Samarik Yitzibo. Ukilo Yome Shtamish Bikzata Prisen Kermesem Binyan Shemayim. Alder Hamayim Anovi Im Ikesh Titapel. So even though Azus is usually a very bad mida, but it can be used for that which is appropriate. Al derma im lovi akshes batal abitnai shetir kavanoscha ha'emis. Let's talk about this a minute. When we talk about using a mida that is generally speaking a negative mida for the good, it's not just enough that you use it in a place that's appropriate. For instance, if a person gets angry and he blows his top, it's in a place where you should have, you know, kids did whatever they shouldn't have done, and they sort of aren't getting the message, and the person blows. It's not automatically good unless the person does the L'shem Shemayim, meaning if I blew my stack because I blew my stack, it just happens to be an appropriate moment to blow my stack, it's still lacking. It's still not toiv. Because what came across in my nefesh is not toiv. I need to do it because it's the right thing to do now in this place and so on. So Azus, if Azus becomes an expression of ego, Azus is an expression where I refuse to take orders from anybody. So that type of attitude is going to become, it's bad no matter what. Even if it happened to be in a place, so for instance, I stood up for Yiddishkeit in a place I was supposed to use Azaz Panim, but the Azaz Panim is me, not the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That Azaz Panim is not toiv. The Alder Maim Novik, Avot Naisha Kavanoscha Emes, for Tzayn Virshu Vashemayim, Okvar Chanan Hashem Zoysu Umetzayim Yisrael Bi Yoysim Bale Baishas Panim. We have as an inherent mida Baishas Panim, which is a good mida. V'chein omer shesimen zer Avram by Shon Rachmanu Gem Chasodim v'omer bavur tiyaser al pneichem omru zubusha ukilo omer kashasipa mailas abusha aloikim kesheim shechanoitana b'zois ha'mailo kein choynerson shetivne irchov yameinu. So he says he's saying that the maila of Busha is, and that's why he says, "Who are your oimer aspon again? What should put again? You can your aspon dash again. She bunis iruch meivin sechayu so service and senecha." What it means is that this is a midah to segue into Yivanim Beis Hamikdash. It's hard. The Ram doesn't explain why that is. In other words, I mean, yes, it's a wonderful, wonderful panim, but what's the shetuvani b'yamein v'seich hakeinu sosecha? So I would say, certainly on the v'siti in chalkeinu b'sosecha, that is, that's something which is the midah that Klal Yisrael got at Har Sinai was that they were lemati yirasa apneichem the busha. So b'meila, if the bavur tiyay yirasa apneichem, like he says, is busha, and this is something that we have from Har Sinai, so being that in the schus of our being by shanim, we should be zeiche that you should give your chelik in Torah, that you should give us back our chelik in Torah, sort of like a maimon Har Sinai. Finally, last piece in the Rambam. Amal Atayra, it says, Afeichba vafeichba. His hapech udvakba shakolba. Vama uva techse utzen loima. Botire haemis. Visabit beena pikhus. Tirgum vayar vachaza. So uva sechse, within it you'll see the emis. Vekach achar kach ama siv uvlabo tzayin loima begar uvlei vatemis asikba. You know, as you're growing up and developing and so on, you should be constantly using Torah. Vatosim en azulosa. So he focuses this on the Fum Tzair Agra and not he doesn't talk about mitzvahs in the wide variety of mitzvahs. I'm not sure why not. I guess it's in context. Since he's starting off the first half afar by the Kulaba, I assume that this is the context for the Hemshech over here. Learning kind of, you know, just sort of patching away doesn't work. Like Kabbalah tells us, you get nothing yet. So it's interesting. There is no, he doesn't associate it to the world of mitzvahs. It's something which is normally accepted, that we're talking about mitzvahs, and he says it's only talking about Torah specifically, and that's what he does. He doesn't even mention it's a special quality in Chachma like that. So I guess he's getting it in context. So now it makes sense that the rest of it should also be there. Cholifin, it's interesting if the I don't know, it's something interesting. Okay, I suggest for the next times we can do the following. I would like to do, the Rambam has in Mishnah Torah a lot of, at the end of every section he has Divrei Musar and something like that. There's a few of them, they're quite famous, they're quite important. I would do that. And then I'm not sure, maybe Hilchas Deis would be a Mahalach, or we might try to pick some of the Prakim or Nevuchim that are famous, learned, and so on, might be also. The next thing I'll bring the photo. I'll bring the copy of the Rambams from the end of the Prakim. We'll do that. Okay. Any questions? Yeah.